Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Michael.
Today we're going to look specifically at unprovoked DVT and PE. This poem that you've chosen, the authors use an interesting methodology, an individual patient meta-analysis. I hope that you'll mention that. They're using this to ask whether aspirin reduces the likelihood of recurrent venous thromboembolism when used after we discontinue anticoagulation. So we get a patient, they've got a PE, they've got DVT, we put them on anticoagulants, they go through a full course, and the question is, what benefit does aspirin have after that? You found a poem, it's published in Circulation, the end of last year, 2014, it starts on page 1062. The clinical question that they're asking is, does aspirin reduce the likelihood of recurrent venothromboembolism when used after the discontinuation of anticoagulation? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was called, you know, I love my acronyms, and this is the INSPIRE study investigators. And yet the group is International Collaboration of Aspirin Trials for Recurrent Venous Thromboembolism. Now, how they get INSPIRE out of that, it's highly selective.
They both start with an I.
That's about all I can
find. Exactly, that's about it.
So I don't know, I think they're taking letters out of the middle of the words or something. It just kills me. They got to have a good INSPIRE. That's a good one. And sort of the other study that was WARFASA, which is kind of not a very good acronym, I think. So yeah, this individual patient meta-analysis is something we're seeing more of, and it's really a good thing. Traditional meta-analysis, you rely on what gets published, and I've done a number of those, and you find the publications, you abstract the data, and then you use statistical methods to aggregate the data at the group level, and that's not as powerful as being able to do it at the individual level. You can ask more questions, you can look at subgroups potentially more easily, just greater statistical power. And so, you know, if we can do this, it's great. And hopefully the movement to release individual patient-level data from clinical trials, which is gaining momentum, will make this possible even more in the future. So, yeah, there were two studies. The WARFASA trial had 403 patients. The ASPIRE, not INSPIRE, ASPIRE, had 822, and they were both similar. They both enrolled non-pregnant adults who had a first unprovoked DVT or PE. Now, you know, unprovoked obviously means they weren't, you know, they hadn't just flown from Mumbai, they hadn't just, you know, had cheeseburgers every 6 hours on the way driving from Florida to Michigan, you know, that kind of thing. This, or they hadn't just been hospitalized or fracture post-op. These were unprovoked, just out of the blue DVTs and PEs. So those folks are, when you don't have that clear cause, there's a higher risk of a long-term recurrence. And there were a few withdrawals from the studies, but overall they had good follow-up of those roughly 1,200 patients. WARFASA followed them for 2 years and ASPIRE for up to 4 years. And what they did was they randomized patients in both studies to either aspirin 100 milligrams once a day or placebo. And most of them had already undergone the anticoagulation protocol and lominucleate heparin followed by warfarin, you know, for some period of time. So the idea here was, what is the likelihood of PE after they're done with their anticoagulation if we continue aspirin? And the rate of recurrent VTE was about a third lower in the aspirin group, so 5% versus 7.5% per year. Number needed to treat is about 40 per year. And that reduction was similar for DVT and PE. They also showed a lower rate of MI, stroke, and cardiovascular death, about 33 is the number needed to treat per year to prevent one of those outcomes. So these are probably, to some extent, thrombogenic people, and we in most cases don't understand exactly why they are and the genetics behind it, but these are folks who are not just clotting in their deep vein and pulmonary circulation. There was no risk of major bleeding between groups, 0.4 versus 0.5%. The combined outcome of any bad thing, so having either a big vascular event or a major bleed or dying, was significantly lower in the aspirin group, 6.5 versus about 10%, so the number needed to treat of about 30. So bottom line, if you have someone with an unprovoked VTE, so DVT or pulmonary embolism, and they've completed their course of anticoagulation, continuing them on aspirin long-term is a good idea. Now, these people had not had a major bleeding event. That was one of the ways they got excluded from the study. So to some extent, the lack of major bleeding seen in continued aspirin is because they probably ruled out those who were at high risk for bleeding. But, you know, overall, I think really important take-home message to those people with unprovoked VTE, consider long-term aspirin therapy for them. Very inexpensive, appears to be safe if they haven't had any major events on anticoagulation, and really improves outcomes.
So a couple of observations. One, I guess what you're trying to tell us is that the anticoagulation is sort of a stress test for bleeding, and if they've made it through that, they're going to be okay in terms of bleeding. The other thing I just want to make sure that I understand is that this is a major problem, right? So these aren't all people with VTE, but the people that are unprovoked have about an 8% chance of going on and having another event, which is not insignificant. So if we can reduce that by a third with something as simple as aspirin. That's per year, right. I'm sorry, you're right.
And that's per year. So, you know, that's pretty high and, you know, much higher than those with a provoked VTE. Just to be really clear, if it was somebody who had, you know, typical kind of post-op setting, that kind of thing, you know, those folks, we're not talking about them.
Right.
But this is, definitely a practice changer for me. And there have been other studies looking at longer and longer periods, you know, 2 years instead of 1 year of anticoagulation. But, you know, there's still that higher bleeding risk, and obviously cost is an issue, inconvenience. And so this seems like a really nice balance of safety and benefit for most folks. So good stuff.
Good. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.